Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Week 4 of the NFL is underway after last night. As we welcome you back in on Grant and Danny, let's go through your Sunday slate. Start you off with the New Orleans Saints and the Miami Dolphins. We got another London game.
Oh, thank goodness.
Second
a London
time
game.
In as many weeks. The Dolphins kind of playing home team in London. Saints and Drew Brees against Miami coming off of a big win against Carolina. I actually think the Saints kind of got their season on track. The Dolphins, I have no idea what they are. They won and looked very good. They lost and looked pretty terrible. They played twice. They didn't get to play in week one. This will be revealing. I think Miami wins a close game and is 2-1 and is on pace to go probably somewhere around 8-8.
I can't unsee that Jets game. That is stuck in my mind's eye. And I want to unsee it. I want to move on to something else that's beautiful and nice. And like I want a painting. I want something from medieval times. I want a flower. Something that looks good. That was so bad I can't unsee it. Give me New Orleans winning that game.
Atlanta hosts Buffalo. 1 o'clock kickoff. Brand new stadium where they charge $2 for hot dogs.
Yep.
Bills coming off of a really impressive win over Denver. Falcons have yet to lose. They're 3-0. I think they get to 4-0 behind Matt Ryan, who had a unusually poor game this past week. They won despite three picks from Matt Ryan. Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman doing the heavy lifting in the backfield. Julio Jones has been mostly held in check. You know he hasn't caught a touchdown yet this year?
Yeah, I do know that. Daily Fantasy knows that. Really appreciate those plays there, Julio. The Buffalo Bills will be there for the Atlanta Falcons' victory. They will provide the fodder so Atlanta can win this game.
Ravens host the Steelers. 2-1 teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. No team looked worse than the Ravens did this past week. Joe Flacco was the worst quarterback in the NFL in week 3. Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh also a complete dud, and there's been turmoil around that team all week.
Yeah.
And an offensive lineman come out and apologize to his teammates because he took the field when nobody else did. Mike Tomlin saying they're not engaging in politics. They got fans burning jerseys. They could really benefit from going to Baltimore and having a good game. I think finally you get to see Le'Veon Bell return to his old form. And if I'm Ben Roethlisberger, I'm just force-feeding Antonio Brown all Sunday long.
Baltimore's won 4 of the last 5 matchups with this team, which is very strange. What apologies to folks in Dundalk, Arbutus, and Timonium. Them Ravens going to lose their horn.
Bengals, Browns in Cleveland on the river. Or Great Lake, I guess it would be.
Yeah, it's a lake.
I think of
it's
it as
a frozen
river,
lake.
But it's actually a Great Lake. You ever been to that stadium or downtown Cleveland?
I spent way too much time in Cleveland.
It's actually a really pretty area and a really nice stadium. I think Bengals get win number 1 here, but I'm starting to worry about the Browns a little bit. The Browns, a lot of people thought, might have some 6-10 to them this year. They might be game and get to 5-6 wins. That loss to the Colts was damaging.
It was bad.
Now if you get beat by the Bengals, the Jets just got to win. If they don't win in the next 2 weeks, it might be a little while. The Browns have already seen DeShone Kizer throw 7 interceptions.
Oof.
He's getting hit a lot. I only wish we would have said that he shouldn't have been starting at the beginning of the season, but here we are.
Feels like a bad spot to put the kid in. I'm tempted to pick Cleveland in this game just because it's time and they're at home, division game.
You think the Bengals are 0-4 bad, though?
The Bengals aren't very good. I mean, we're overestimating what happened because they made it close in Green Bay last week, so people think, hey, Cincinnati isn't terrible.
What's the spread in this game?
It's
Any
only
idea?
Cincinnati by a field goal.
I would bet a lot on Cincinnati.
I got Cincinnati winning this game, but I want it remembered that I almost picked Cleveland. I'm picking Cincinnati because I'm a slave to convention.
Chargers, Cowboys in Dallas. L.A. has had a hard time stopping the run with their pass rush first defensive line.
You said Chargers, it's Rams at Dallas.
Oh, correct. They both are in L.A.
I know. I'm not mad at you. I'm just letting you know what happened.
Yeah, thank you. I'm over-LAing it with the Chargers.
Rams, so are people in L.A. They're
that's
over.
Right. The Rams have a defensive line that is good at rushing the quarterback and has not been good at stopping the run. And for that reason, I think Ezekiel Elliott, who's only averaging 3.5 per carry this year, gets going.
Yeah.
I think he goes for a $130 in this game. The Cowboys win a 30-20 type contest. But if somehow Shawnee Mack, Sean McVay can draw up a game plan with Robert Woods, Todd Gurley, Gerald Everett in the passing game, Gurley getting some touches. I'm not sure if they're going to have Woods yet. Cooper Kupp may have to play a bigger role, but they might hang with the Cowboys, and if they do, they'll be the talk of football on Monday because they'd be 3-1.
It was a nice dream. It was fun while it happened. Really appreciate the Golden Boy turning Jared Goff around. Dallas gets right. Ezekiel Elliott, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Dallas rolls on this one.
People were jocking the Titans before the year started. They were terrible in week one. They've bounced back recently, and last week against the Seahawks really looked impressive. They play the Texans in Houston this weekend. Deshaun Watson went throw for throw with Tom Brady a week ago.
Yeah, he did.
Looked like an NFL quarterback. Marcus Mariota has come into his own over the last couple seasons. Their passing game's still not great, but they run the ball very well. DeMarco Murray averaging 5.3. Derrick Henry averaging 5.2. I think the Titans win, and they start to get that snowball rolling downhill.
My only disagreement is that they weren't terrible in week one against Oakland. I thought they were fine, but Oakland outplayed them. Oakland was more grown up than they were. I think Tennessee's been impressive. This is a strange one because they're only favored by 1.5 at Houston. I would, if you told me, hey, they're favored by 6.5, I'd go, yeah, that makes sense to me. I don't know what I don't know about this game. I'm picking Tennessee, but I'm doing this. My left hand is on my head. I'm lightly just scratching my head as to why that line is the way that it is.
Lions-Vikings. No Sam Bradford. Case Keenum was great last week with 3 touches and no picks. Dalvin Cook's averaging almost 5 yards per carry. He also has double-digit receptions out of the backfield. I was wrong about this receiving core. Could not have been more wrong.
Yeah.
About Stephon Diggs, who is fantastic, and Adam Thielen, who's actually really talented. He's their number one, by the way. Like, he catches more balls and gets more targets than Stephon Diggs, who's a way more talented, athletic, superstar-type player. Vikings are fun. Lions are better. I'm picking Detroit. If Keenum was not starting, I'd consider Minnesota. But Stafford, Golden Tate, and company win this game.
It's a pick 'em. The bloom comes off the rose that is Case Keenum this week. I'm with you. I think Denver gets a road W.
Patriots, home, hosting, Carolina, Cam Newton. It's now or never time, dude. If you're going to get your season on track and look like any positive version of yourself, get fat on the New England Patriots' tumultuous defense. New England, Carolina's coming off of a dud against New Orleans. Tom Brady's played back-to-back banner performances. Mike Gillisley and James White in the running game can't really get anything going, but Gillisley's been great on the goal line. The Patriots are going to spread Carolina out. Brady's going to go for 300 through the air. It's going to be the Brandon Cooks, Chris Hogan, Rob Gronkowski show. New England by 9.
How would you like me to kick the ever-loving bleep out of you, my cousin Vinny, and the New England Patriots to the Carolina Panthers? Carolina stinks. America's going to wake up and start to realize it. They're not very good. New England is favored by 9 points in this ballgame. You could give me a 12, 13, 14-point spread. I'd still take New England ringing the bell, running up the score.
Jaguars-Jets in a game that should have taken place in London. Seriously.
just keep them there.
Doesn't this game just reek of London football?
The Jaguars.
Blake Bortles wishes he was in London. 4 touches last week, up to 6 on the season. Blake Bortles is one more good performance away from starting to look like maybe he's bouncing back. Leonard Fournette is the truth. He gets a lot of carries for Jacksonville. Fantasy alert, Allen Hurns has become a guy for them. Touchdowns each of the last 2 weeks. He's surpassed Marquise Lee, it seems like, in terms of the guy that gets the most looks. As far as the Jets go, Josh McCown is everything you've ever thought he was going to be.
Correct.
He'll turn the ball over. He'll make a couple big throws. He'll keep them in some games. Jermaine Kearse is their big play threat down the field. Curious about Bilal Powell, though. I drafted him in a bunch of leagues. He has been as big a disappointment in fantasy as anyone in the NFL.
He's on a milk carton. It's been really irritating. London's own, the Jaguars, will be victorious in this one. The Jets are actually smelly garbage left out in the sun for too long.
Is Jacksonville okay?
Jacksonville. Well, you know, they're fine, but they're London's Jaguars, you see, because they always play there. Mr. Khan is terrific owner for London.
3-1 through 4, first quarter for Jacksonville if they beat the Jets.
A bit of a mirage at 3-1, but still, 3-1, you don't apologize for it.
You play 3-1 football with a good defense. I'm not sure how much the mirage part matters at all. We'll continue with our preview of the NFL weekend that will be. We've also got to finish our draft for Grant and Danny's Mushball Classic Tuesday night. Hopefully you're coming out to the Nats Youth Academy in D.C. to watch Nick Sundberg, Santana Moss, Will Montgomery, Kedrick Golston, Doug Kammerer, Frank Hanrahan, Cakes, J.P., me, Danny, Tom, Dar, and many others play some mushball. You are listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.